Thank you, everyone. Since there are so many poets in the room, and young poets, and all of us, I'm going to have several of my friends in the audience come and read with me. But first, I will start with what is called an alba. An alba is a dawn poem, right, which is usually sung or said when two lovers, usually lovers who shouldn't be lovers for some reason or the other, are leaving each other. It's a genre. It performs the lovers parting at dawn. And there's always a watchman in it, but from what I've researched about the troubadours and the trobarites, the watchman was usually a woman, one of the trobarites' girlfriends, who was watching for the dawn come, and the watchman who would be going around the feudal castle where she had crept off to be with her usually troubadour boyfriend, who was low-born and needed her husband's approval to be able to live in the feudal kingdom. Under the green leaves of the thorn tree, a girl holds a boy by her side. And when the guard sees the sun rise, oh God, oh God, the night flies. Let's what's endless keep our dark alive, and my guy for now by my side. Let the guard miss the sun's rise, and God, oh God, slow the nights fly. Beautiful friends, let's do it, you and I, down in the green where little birds sing, though love is where they say we die, and God, oh God, swat the nights fly. Beautiful boy, we'll play new games down in the green where the little birds sing until the guard blows the whistle, and God, oh God, the night flies. What air comes from there, from my many man-made men? I have drunk centuries of his breath, and God, oh God, the night is days fly. The girl consents to her descent, her face forever in their lens, swears to love only you, the precedent. Oh God, the night flies. It took me a very long time to start this translation. 20 years ago, a PhD student at the University of Denver, where I had just landed, having married my husband, Donald Revelle, after knowing him for 2 weeks, gave me a manuscript. See, they're my sisters, which is why they're impetuous. They did things that could have had them killed in their own castles. And they also understood that the lady was a fiction invented by men. In order to impress other powerful men. So it took me a long time, because the only reigning tradition, the only one in English, was Meg Bogan's Women Troubadours, which was conventional in terms of its sound, in terms of the language it used. And I didn't like the poems in the least. I didn't know how I could do this. There were a lot of anonymously written poems that were arguably written by women as well, who no one can prove if they were or not, because all of the history is mostly gone. But so, fast forward, you know, my son is a teenager having feuds with his girlfriends in my house, listening to rap music, listening to hip-hop, and they're arguing about the same things that these people are arguing about. You don't know who I am. Your story of me is a fiction. Put your money where your mouth is if you say you love me, etc. And it just came to me, and I translated them quickly. It's important to know that the troubadour, and also Pound and William Snodgrass and Paul Blackburn, had all translated the troubadours. But they had all translated them to the music of their moments, which, because these were poems that were played to music, it seemed very it seemed appropriate, and it seems like it's something that everybody who's ever done these translations has done. It's taken the music of their moment and put it in jazz, blues, etc. The popular music, which is important because these are love stories that are still popular. They're the genre of the love story. And the method of the troubadours was to follow trobar, which just means someone puts out a stanza and it sets the cadence, it sets the rhyme, and then the person who goes afterwards has to keep to that throughout what are called the tenso, all of the poems in two voices. This the next poem I'd like to read is between Alamux and Izuet, who were two. They're the Trobarites. There are about 14 to possibly 19 of them who lived in the south of France. They were all noble women between the ages of 12 and 15, and they are all sold in marriage to big land barons. They were also probably Cathars, who, because after the Albigensian Crusade of Pope Innocent. In 1220, they were not heard of afterwards. So it's very important to think that they were probably heretical Christians who were married to Catholics, right? Who were carrying on their Wiccan dances while their husbands were sleeping. So Almuc and Izuet were neighbors, and they were active from the late to early 13th centuries. Almuc was the wife of Guigo de Catalinu Durandon, and is thought to have been a patron of the troubadours. Izuet's origin is unknown, and Maxine Chernoff is going to be one of these girls with me today. We're on page 39. I start, you read the second one. Okay?
I'm ready? I'm ready.
Girlfriend, I'm begging, don't be rude. Drop this bad act and trade in your rage. Forgive your low-down dude and put on a good face. Though he lies there dying, he's sorry and keeps on trying. If you want him dead, at least let him take the last rites, the showdown, and he will wake to stop hurting you and playing fake.
Girl, if he even seemed a little sad, he might be able to erase the upshot of his disgrace. And I might pull back from being mad, but I won't be dumb, since he's gone deaf-mute, the bum, and claims to regret his wrong. No release for the liar who took away my peace. Still, if you could make him come clean, there might still be some love left in me.
Yay, thank you. Several of the Trobarites wrote poems, canzos, which were poems in one voice. And their feeling and the range of their feelings are they're modern in the sense that they understand the terms of their own lives. They either feel intensely amused at this ridiculous marriage they're in or intensely sad. And I have not read any of the really grave ones, the sad ones, and since I think I must read Castellosa today, because it's in her poem that the title for the book, Truth of My Songs, came out. She was a noblewoman from the Auvergne and the wife of Turk de Merona. There are different opinions regarding who this poem might be addressed to. Some believe that it's addressed to the Trobarites, to a woman, Almuc, who we just read, and others to Armand de Brion, who was another troubadour in the region. And she's a noble woman, this is a poem to a troubadour who is her lover, who is not of her rank. And she gives gestures to him that puts her below him, which is the whole notion of fan amour, right? It's a pure love that's given freely. And here it's Castellosa who gives it to someone who doesn't deserve it. I should give up on song, since the more I sing, the more love goes wrong, and these tears and groans move in and build my home. My words put me at risk, yet even so I know if I ended this poem right now, I've already droned on too long. My heartbreak epic, once before I die, please come and show me your one, the only face in history. The other lovers swear that you are a beast. It may be right that no peace will ever come from you, but I was born to love forever, and you're the one for whom I'm true. I know I don't live up to your terms, that my only gift is in feeling, feelings that will never change or turn toward another stranger. Everything I trust is all that I carry. It's true we're not in the same class, and the woman you marry will have her worth in hand. My words have got me nowhere, nor staying to see what letter you'd send, what secrets whispered by one of our friends. From the second I saw you, I fell under your spell, even now, here at the end. And if and when you leave for good, I'll feel less than I do now. Since joy has escaped the cage, more hurt can't matter anyway. I'd sing again if it did any good that I took your gloves. I stole them, shaking, even though I was afraid you'd get caught by the girl who loves you now. I gave them back before she knew, because at last I got the clue that what I feel means nothing to you. Others hurt themselves, loving those who don't love back. It's a matter of power, who has it, and what marks its lack. It isn't money, and it isn't class. It's lost when you can't stop your mind. I love whom I love and can't stop, though it's my strength I've lost. Oh, Sister A, I'm a fool who loves who is worst for me. The one for whom I'd set down roots is just the one with whom I shouldn't. Mr. Man, my need for you goes on and won't ever stop. Through you, I know that I'm kind, and my belief props up this courage song. If you'd shown just a little care, shyness, truth, or mercy, I'd go with you anywhere. You were mean and nasty, a thief, but still I croon your name. Here, there, I don't care. It's my way to sing to the ones I love, no matter how they hurt or use me. Until I saw it brought me fame, I never loved or shared my trust. Since you were never good or true, I spew these words in your name. I won't give you an easy way out, admitting I burned you beyond a doubt. That's a trick you'd keep in store whenever you wanted to prove I was a whore. I feel glad, proud even, when people say I sell my feeling to anyone I happen to like, or anyone who loves to talk. Let them say I'm not very smart. I'll prove before I die. I live to love, and this is why I trick those who tell me lies. Some say it's a shame to trade love for life, but they are fools, since it gave me days of fun to know when I saw you, you were the one. But that's all gone. My moment of faith. You lied and told me not to worry, because any day you'd come home and I'd have cause to live happily. Now, no other love is worth much. Joy is empty without your touch. Its trace turned my days into actual bliss, days and days without pain just from your kiss. I think I will always find happiness in you, my absent boy. I can't change nor find joy nor relief from others except from the peace that comes to me in sleep. I don't know why you're still in my mind, since I know you are both good and evil. I still can't read your heart, stuck here in mine. I won't send this, no, I'll talk and won't lie. If you won't come, if you find you can't say yes to me or to our prize, I'll die. If you let me die, you'll be the guilty man. I'll be gone. My blood will stain your hands. You stayed for days and nights until I looked up and you were gone. In your promise was your lie, to love me all your life and never say goodbye. This is the worst thing you've done. So now you love some other body. I was extinct when I heard you left. You, my faith, my hopeless God, to live God, G-A-U-D, to live in sweet days, lived without fraud. Beautiful bastard, lover untrue, I love you because I love pleasure. You left no clue to where you ride now. I'm mute, lost beyond measure. You paid in full, you're awful, for my good, even though I tried never to cheat you. Love shattered feels no shame. It is a deadly mass that grows and kills without remedy until he comes here by his own will. I'm not in the same category as the other women in your life. They hold truth close to their chest, hedging their bets to appear the best. But I've been glad to keep the faith, to talk, not write, to you in the flesh. It's clear that way what I feel. In this way, rich girls grow even richer each time you reach out your hand and give to her what all girls need. If I ever did you wrong and sang to others or showed just how I'd love another lover, let every evil strike me down. No, I sing this banal little song because you've forgotten who I am. I have to live and be this sad, but I'd rather die, I'll say it again. Please let me know what's in your head so I can decide to live or be dead. My husband loves you more than I, because my songs make others sore. My mother, father, all my kin, they clap to see the pain I've borne. All the wrong and all your fun, it's all over, gone and done. I'll never mention your many wrongs if you'll just come back and talk to me. If you hear the truth of my songs, let me hold you in my arms before too long. She's a sad girl. Poor little Castellosa. Hasn't got anybody to love her. She needs some love. Now this girl is not sad. She's happy. The what? I'm pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta find it. Where is she? 53. No one has any idea who this poem is by, but it's a ballada, and it's supposed to accompany a dance. And it sings about an unhappy marriage, a frequent subject in the poetry. I am so pretty and I don't love my husband anymore. This is why I'm loving. I'm pretty. Small and young and ready. I'm pretty. I want a husband who is gay so we can dance the night away. I'm pretty. God help me if I ever really love. I'm pretty. Instead of this, my false desire, I'm pretty. If he would finally die, I'd set my shame on fire. I'm pretty. There's one thing I know. I'm pretty. If my lover wanted me more, I'm pretty. My fine hope would make our lure, but he doesn't come for me. I'm pretty. There's another thing I know. I'm pretty. I'm the one he always adored. I'm pretty. But now I say goodbye to him and any happiness he might bring. I'm pretty. With my song, I dance a pretty dance. I'm pretty. For girls to sing here and far away, I'm pretty. Hope sings too without any chance. But I'll sing about my lover anyway. I'm pretty. Probably like 12 years old. Sounds like my daughter. Okay, let's, Steve,
yeah.
Come on up, bro.
Come on, pretty Steve.
Okay, so let's do Alamanda and Giraud de Bournay.
And
then Johann de Penis and an anonymous woman. So we're on page 97.
Okay.
Now, this is a tense, so it's between Alamanda, who was a quite famous troubadour, Troberitz, during her time. And she hung out at the court of Raymond of Toulouse, who was the head of the Albigensian Crusade, who fought the Crusaders who came. And she, this is thought to be a tenso between her and Giraud de Bournay, who was a troubadour at the court of the Viscount of Limoges. All of these towns are close to each other at the time. Some of them don't exist. Of course, Toulouse does, but a lot of them were kind of wiped out because of the Crusade and because France then became France. It wasn't France at this time. So you take it away, Giraud.
This is need to know, pretty little A. Don't make me sus since I'm reject man. Since your lying friends let loose her grasp, what she gave, she took back just like that. What can I say? I'm so pissed. I can feel my body bursting into flames.
Okay. Yes, excellent. Something that you need to know about this poem. A lot of times, the troubadour would fall out of favor with the lady. And so there's always an intermediary girlfriend who comes in and, like, talks or listens to his complaint and takes it back, right? And this is all operating within a feudal court where everybody knows everybody. They are full of gossips who are called lozengiers who are there, and there's always they're coming in and they're narking on each other if anything they see to gain favor with the power broker who would be the feudal lord.
I should start over.
Start again.
Yeah. This is need to know, pretty little A. Don't make me sus since I'm reject man. Since your lying friends let loose her grasp, what she gave, she took back just like that. What can I say? I'm so pissed I can feel my body bursting into flames.
God damn, G. What you want, she doesn't care. This is a game of give and take. So what you lose, just give it up and keep the show going. Or your bad now will keep on growing. If she says that high is low, believe her. And by the good and bad she throws, no other love way to get her love, that's for sure.
I can't stop coming up against your pride when I see you here so blonde, so cake. The pain slays and bliss sinks my ache. And I'm still not at first or second base. I'm worrying this rage will kill me. You're sweet and say I'm rad, but I know I'm close to the waves. No matter how your play makes my day.
When you come to me with whys so deep, geez, God, gee, I don't know how to speak. You say I have such a happy heart. I just want to mow my field before X reaps there. If I wanted to help you make peace with her, I'd say, find out why she's mad at you, since she's hiding herself from view and your pain is clear, that's for sure.
Little miss, now you are talking shit. She lied to me first and then five times more. I'm not down with playing the fool. If you don't chill and keep this cool, I'll make you find me another sweet trace. I got more upfront advice from NB than any words you give about love's case. You think I can take this and not keep score?
So, you say she's playing you the fool, and now you'll look for some other rule. Why would she want to get back with you? I don't think you've broken her yet. From now on, the laws are all in hold. No matter what you say to look bold, she is so mad at you that she won't hear your silence or pleas or any peace treaty.
Honey, for Christ's sake, don't leave me now. You're the one who gets what's up with me. If I've been wrong in getting so mad, just call it my bad. If you've ever felt how fast love can change, or if you've wanted it to last, honey, please just find some way. I'm a dead man if I lose her now. Please don't let her hear what I just said.
Mr. G, you know I don't want your love to end, but she says she's the one who should be mad since you're toying in front of all our friends with one who is nothing next to her, dressed or nude. She'd look weak if she didn't dump you while you're loving another and aren't true. But I'll tell her you're cool, as I always have, if you swear to not act like that.
Beautiful, for God's sake, if she trusts you, promise her I'll again be true.
Okay, but when she gives her love once more, you'll be through if you again let it go.
Let's just do step one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is a tenso between Maria de Ventendorn, who is the daughter of Lord Raymond of Torna, Guy d'Ussel, who Pound wrote a lot about, was an early 13th century troubadour. In this poem, Guy has decided he's giving up writing and love and the whole shtick. And Maria needs to ask him some questions before he splits the scene. And Paul Hoover's going to read it with me. Gee, you said goodbye to all that sings, said adieu to songs and things, you who of all know most what is true, leaving us the new rules to decode. A question now to make it clear, does a girl state it man to man, or a man bowed down to a girl, and where's a book that maps that world?
Maria, I gave the map to you, and now in the ash of my adieu, here you are back in tune, to tune the old songs we crooned. No one's ever been on top, woman, man, girl, and boy. We are fire in our own laps when we lose romance's script.
Guy, lovers speak for their desire to say it straight. There's no joy otherwise. And girls say yes to his request when ecstasy is her recompense. For the sake of her, he's free to give because she is both his friend and star. Even though she sees him the same as friend, not the light that leads her from afar.
Maria, every book I read says desire makes men and women equal. So when a girl wants to name the day, she should be the one to make the call. If she finds she loves him more, let her words show who she adores. But if she cheats and sleeps with others, just smile and keep it undercover.
But gee, it's never that way at the start. When their fling is new and it's so hot, though they both pretend that they are not. When he promises things later forgot, girl, you can have me all now for free. And so she loved him then without a fee. He can't be both her man and her slave. I don't see the logic in what you say.
Maria, talking with you, I see red. You fight to be the one on top, who says when to start and when to stop. To one who came freely to your bed, it's time to admit what you've said, that either a man can love you only as a friend, or be the one who wants most to score. And so the new rules rewrite the old.
Thank you. That seems current. The last poem I will read, because this is like 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, one more then. Yeah. This is a Cervantes, and a Cervantes is a polemical poem arguing often a position. For example, there's a poem in this book that argues against the clothes that women were forced to wear and the sumptuary laws that dictated they couldn't wear beading and that kind of thing on their dress. This one is an unknown Troberitz, but it's attacking the virulent misogyny of the period when the troubadours were using the lady as currency in order to be able to get in with, like, to have a place in the castle. And Macaribou was a troubadour who was particularly misogynist. His poems, there's a rape of a shepherdess in his poems. He talks about women as sacks of dung, which was a common epithet during the period, even while the troubadour poets were writing these valorized poem of putting the lady in a pinnacle. After the Troubarites died or were gone and didn't write it anymore, and the Catholic Church conquered that part of France, the lady became the Virgin Mary. And all of the poems of the 13th and the 14th century were dedicated to her rather than to a flesh and blood woman. And this is in memory of Sylvia Plath, who could have used some sisters. The poets who wrote our book are dead, and our fiction is their fault. For they were those who taught that women are slave and master to audiences predisposed to hear. Our status early met disaster, and what was posed haunts us to this year. And because I have more than one mouth to tell, I tell it well. And as our sister said, I do it so it feels like hell. The fable goes that good poets are always the best lovers, but some old poems serve to show it. Love breeds misogyny under covers. A girl is not a nation, but the worst would have it so. The canon, a spy's oblation, and poet's lies, culture's code. See how the more he strives for love, things for our girl are worse to go. If you think that girls cause love to go wrong, hear the warning in my anti-love song. A group of men is indeed a club. Perhaps it's time they open their meeting. M's poems play like opinion polls, where different faiths and women alike take the blame for what is worst on earth, assigning the greatest crime to our mothers, simply for our births. I'd say what's been said before by the truth that hides in history, that each should defend her sisters and her brothers. It's no mystery, since together we are woman and man, and in each other have made the race. But this is my poem, where girls come first. Standing together, we make our case. And as for me, I could have done worse. Thank you.